with grief is hard at any time, but during the COVID-19 pandemic, it has made it even tougher. People who could cope with the grief or stress by going out and taking part in their hobbies have been unable to due to the social distancing rules. My name is Mansi, and on today's episode, we'll discuss how one can recover from complicated grief. And to better understand the grieving process and get some effective tips to deal with the bereavement at home, we are in conversation with a learned therapist, Marilyn.
Thank you so much for the introduction, Mansi.
So Marilyn, when someone you care about is grieving after a loss, I can really understand that it can become really, really difficult for him or her to know what to say or what to do. So, what do you suggest to do that can support someone who is grieving?
Well, at first, you may be afraid of intruding, saying a wrong thing, and you might think of making your loved one feel even worse at such a difficult time. And that's totally understandable. But don't let discomfort prevent you from reaching out to someone who's grieving. Now, more than ever, your loved one needs your support.
Yeah, I can understand.
You don't need to have answers or give advice or say and do all the right things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the most important thing you can do for a grieving person is to simply be there. It's your support and caring presence that will actually help your loved one cope with the pain and gradually begin to heal.
Yeah. So how long does grief last?
See, the length of the grief process is different for everyone.
Okay.
There is no, you know, any predictable mm-hmm. schedule for grief. Mm-hmm. Although it can become really painful at times, the grief process should not be rushed actually.
Mm-hmm.
It is important to be patient with yourself as you experience your unique reactions to the loss. With time and support, things will get better.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's normal for significant dates, holidays, or other reminders to trigger feelings related to the loss. But ultimately, you know, taking care of yourself, seeking support, and actually acknowledging your feelings during these times are the ways that can actually help you to cope.
So, Marilyn, what do you think is the ideal process of recovering from grief?
Well, Mansi, everyone grieves in their own way and in their own time.
Right.
So some people recover from grief and, you know, they can actually resume to their normal activities within 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Though they can continue to feel moments of sadness because obviously, yeah.
Right.
So others may feel better after about a year. Sometimes people grieve for years also without seeming to find even a temporary relief. The grieving process often involves many difficulties and complicated emotions. So at that time, self-care, recreation, and social support can be very vital to the recovery, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in fact, feeling occasional happiness does not mean a person is done mourning. Because grieving the loss of a loved one is actually a difficult process.
It is.
So one of the hardest challenges is adjusting to the new reality of living in the absence of the loved one.
Mm-hmm.
So adjusting may require a person to develop a new daily routine or, you know, maybe to rethink their plans for the future. So while creating a new life, a person may adopt a new sense of identity.
Yeah, true. So Marilyn, are you suggesting that the pain will go away faster if you ignore it?
No, not at all. See, ignoring your pain or keep it from surfacing will only make it worse in the long run. So for the real healing, it is necessary to face your grief and actively deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you know, feeling sad, frightened or lonely is a normal reaction to loss. So even crying does not make you weak. You don't need to protect your family or friends by putting on a brave front. Showing your true feelings can actually help them and you as well. It's,
you know,
really important to understand that.
Yeah. You know, Marilyn, there are even some people mm-hmm. also who do not prefer to cry. So some people think they might not be feeling sorry or so.
See, Mansi, crying is a normal response to sadness.
Yeah.
But it's not the only one. See, those who do not cry may feel the pain just as deeply as others. They may simply have other ways of showing it.
True.
So, but at the same time, people who do not deal with their negative emotions in a healthy way may have many more physiological problems as well as psychological ones.
Okay.
So, feelings like anger, sadness, confusion, like being overwhelmed, loneliness, frustration, resentment, regrets, emptiness, fear, and like several other negative emotions may come to work their way through loss.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So, Marilyn, would you like to tell our listeners some effective ways to deal with the grief at such times? You know that people are in lockdown right now, mm-hmm. and they probably can't utilize any grief coping outlets that can actually help them.
Well, for a start, I would suggest if you have lost a loved one during the pandemic and are getting stressed as you now need to arrange a funeral, tell close family members and friends about the arrangements and so on, then I think writing is something that can actually help you.
Okay.
Yes. Like writing in a diary can help you express your emotions, as, you know, bottling things up will not help you grieve. That's for sure.
Yes.
So you can write about how you are feeling, what you have done, and, you know, also talk about the person that you have lost and, you know, what you have loved about them the most. So also, I'm not saying it for the sake of promoting something, but listening to a grief podcast or becoming a part of online support sessions can actually help. You know, like seeing the impacts of COVID-19, many psychologists and counselors have turned to giving help and support via the telephone or online.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, I really recommend our listeners that if they are unable to tackle grief in these times, those people actually can get in touch with, you know, Dr. Maura at Bella. You know, she runs a counseling and psychotherapy firm in South Wimbledon. And, you know, she has been offering therapy sessions that are, you know, conducted via video or telephone. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, our listeners can simply Google about her and, you know, get an effective aid.
Yeah. Even I would like to add that video calling your friends and doing exercise on daily basis can actually turn helpful for people to improve overall mental well-being.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, Mansi. These measures can certainly help you to cope with your feelings for the time being till you can, you know, craft a new routine for yourself.
So, any last message, Marilyn, you would like to give to our listeners?
Well, of course. See, when you are grieving, it's more important than ever to take care of yourself. The stress of a major loss can quickly deplete your energy and emotional reserves. So, you know, looking after a physical and emotional need will help you get through this difficult time. So, I really want to make sure that our listeners, you know, who are facing such difficult times, you know, they actually express their feelings in a tangible or creative way. Like the mm-hmm. way I suggested to journal thoughts.
Yes.
So, you know, additionally, even they can focus on maintaining hobbies or develop any interests. Like, you know, just take a moment and plan ahead for grief triggers. You know, try to combat stress and fatigue by getting enough sleep, eating right, and also exercising.
Well, thank you so much, Marilyn, for sharing some great ways to combat grief. I really hope this helps our listener in the journey of recovering bereavement. So keep listening to us and stay tuned for our next podcast.